Imagine that. Couldn't happen to anybody here, right? No jealousy in this house. Amen. And so she got upset, and she started gnawing on Hagar, and so she hit the road. She was out of there. Found herself out of the desert, and an angel of the Lord came and gave her a message. He said, go home. You're going to raise this boy. I'm going to bless him. Amen. Hey, did you know that God blessed Ishmael? God's blessings were upon Ishmael. Amen. God doesn't hate Ishmael. And let me tell you something else. God doesn't hate Muslims. He may hate the religion, but he doesn't hate the people. Amen. He's not for the violence and all the rest of it, but he loves the people. Hello? Is that all right? Amen. Am I still in the book today, or did I take a journey here? Amen. Hey, God still loves people. God wants to save people. Amen. God wants to send a revival into Islam. Amen. An apostolic revival. He wants them to be tongue talkers, Holy Ghost filled, Jesus' name baptized, holiness living. That's the will of God. Amen. God wants everybody to be saved. Amen. And so he blessed Ishmael. And isn't it interesting how an angel appeared to her first? How odd that is. Amen. And then Abraham appeared an angel appeared to Abraham as a protector in Genesis chapter 22 when he was just about ready to plunge the knife into the heart of his blessed son Isaac that God had blessed him with. And the angel held his hand and said to Abraham, no. God has prepared a sacrifice. Amen. He spoke to him and stopped him and then spoke blessing into his life. Angels are protectors. Angels are protectors. God protected Jacob. Remember when Jacob was on the run, running for his life. Amen. Laid down at night and went to sleep. And the Bible said he saw a vision of angels ascending and descending on the ladder. Hallelujah. God had a message for him. He said, I'm going to prosper you on this journey. I'm going to take care of you the whole way. And so God blessed Jacob. God protected his life. He kept him. Amen. He put him through some things. He went through a trial. He had difficult times. God was with him. God's a protector. He sends angels to protect us. You remember when God said, I'm going to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, but I'm going to save Lot. And I'm going to save the righteous. And so he sent angels to the city. And the Bible says that before they could destroy the city, the angel said, we can't destroy this place till we get you out of here. That's why I believe in a rapture. Praise God. I don't believe God is going to send wrath down upon his church. I believe he's going to get his people out before wrath falls. Amen. And I'm not talking about tribulation. We're going to have that. We're already seeing that. That's always been. The church was first persecuted by the Jews. Then it was secondly persecuted by the Romans. And it's been persecuted all through history. And we're not special. It can happen to us. Amen. So God will not always keep us from persecution, but he will keep us in persecution. He will bring us through persecution. So not saying we're not going to have some hard times. Not saying we're not going to have difficulties. Not saying that some of us may not even be martyred. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're living in some perilous times, folks. We're living in some difficult times. We're living in dangerous times. Amen. Why should I even go there? I don't know. Maybe I better save that for a little bit later. Want to have a little bit more time. But we're living in some tough times right now. Whenever our president took a stand for gay marriage, it's opened a whole can of worms. And don't you dare believe for a minute that's not going to bring wrath down on the church. Amen. It's not going to be long if that sticks and stays and we don't change some of that business. They're going to try to chain this pulpit. And we'll not be. And if they want to send homosexual couples into our church to teach in our Sunday school class, if we want to be right with the law, we can't say no. And they'll have a right as a government to put a homosexual preacher in your pulpit. That's where we're headed. That's what they want. They don't want equality. They want to take over. They want to make sure that nobody ever criticizes their sin again. That's where we're headed. Again, don't hate the people. Love the people. Hate the sin. Love the people. Hate the sin. But I'm just telling you today that that's the agenda. It's not about recognizing their right to marry. It's about shutting the mouth of all opposition and making the world bow at the feet of their sin and say, this is righteousness. And the church can never do that. So the time may come when we may be imprisoned just simply for telling the truth. Brother Grissom, can that happen? Oh yeah, that can happen. And we may not be far away. Would you come visit me? Amen. We may not be far. I'm telling you, folks, things are wrapping up here in a hurry. Amen. But let me tell you something. Angels are protectors. I know a fellow one time got thrown in prison. They were getting ready to cut his head off the next morning. But before morning came, God sent an angel. Opened the doors. Chains fell off. Said, Peter, get up. Amen. Walked out of prison. Amen. Went down to where the church was praying. You talk about a revival. I said, you talk about it. Hey, can God do that again? Could God do that in 2012? Or is that just the God in the old Bible? Is that just the God of the first generation? Let me tell you something. He said the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. God's going to do great exploits in the end time. But if God's going to do some great exploits, we're going to have some needs. We're going to have some trouble. We're going to have to go through some things. We're going to persevere some situations. Amen. When God's the only one that can get you out, that's a good thing. Because God's going to get you out. He's either going to take you through the door or take you to heaven. But either one's all right, isn't it? I said either one's all right, isn't it? Amen. I think it's okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so God sends angels to protect us. He got Lot out of Sodom. The reason I equated that is because Sodom was the first place that was totally given over to the sin of homosexuality. The Bible said the men of the city, literally not recognizing angels of the Lord or not caring, they tried to take them into the streets and abuse them. That's pretty far gone. That's pretty far gone. And God sent judgment upon that. And God will send judgment again. Amen. Yes, He will. And so angels are protectors. Angels are messengers of the Lord. Hagar received the message. The Lord said everything's going to be all right. Amen. Ishmael received the message. God told him He's going to take care of him and bless him. Abraham received the message. God said He was going to bless him, make him a great nation. Jacob received a message. He said, I'm going to be with you in the way that you go. Moses received a message from an angel, did he not? The Bible said the burning bush, an angel spoke to the Lord. Angels of the Lord spoke to him out of the burning bush and let him know what he was going to do through the life of Moses. It was an angel that spoke to Gideon when he was scared to death. I love that story. Gideon was down inside this pit threshing grain, hiding so nobody could see him. And the angel said, oh, thou mighty man of valor. Don't you like God's sense of humor? Down there hiding, scared for his life. And God called him a mighty man of valor. Hallelujah. And he grew a backbone that day. Hallelujah. And God did use him greatly. Hallelujah. Just because you're afraid now, that doesn't mean that after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he can give you boldness. Amen. He can make you grow a backbone. He can cause you to stand on your own two feet. God can do great things through us if we just give him an opportunity. Amen. God sent an angel to Zechariah burning incense in the temple. Hallelujah. When the angel appeared to him, said, you're going to have a son. Amen. You're going to call his name John. Praise the Lord. Came out speechless. Didn't speak till the boy was born. First words he ever said was, call his name John. Hallelujah. Amen. And so God sent a messenger. God sent a messenger to Mary. Amen. Hail Mary, thou art highly favored among women. Amen. And said she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. Praise God. What a blessing. God sent a messenger to share the good news that Messiah had come and the Savior was coming to the world. God sent a message to Joseph that it was going to be okay. Don't be afraid to take unto the Mary, thy wife. That which is in her is conceived of the Holy Ghost. Takes a lot of faith to believe that. He did believe that. God sent a message to shepherds. Amen. On the day that Jesus was born, didn't he? Amen. Born to you this day in the city of David is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And so they came rejoicing and bringing with them their gifts and their worship and their praise. Amen. God spoke to wise men. God spoke to his disciples and said, he's not here. He's risen. He's alive. And he's alive forevermore. At his ascension, two angels stood there in shining garments and said, this same Jesus that ye have seen go away shall come again also in like manner as you have seen him go away. Amen. We're looking for him. Amen. And I got a feeling he's coming pretty soon. Amen. It won't be long. All these great things. But hey, there are good tidings that even angels cannot share. There are good tidings that even angels cannot tell. Amen. There was an angel that came to the house of an Italian by the name of Cornelius, the first Gentile to enter the church. And he came to Cornelius' house, and the angel said, hey, I got such good news, I can't even tell you about it. He said, but if you'll send for a man by the name of Peter, he'll tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you know, God didn't entrust the gospel to angels. God gave the gospel to men. Amen. Somebody said, we must preach as dying men to dying men. Nobody can preach the message of salvation like somebody that was lost in sin, but God brought them out and filled them with his gift and gave them his great salvation. Angels have never experienced this. Amen. The Bible said angels desire to look into this. Amen. I've never been in a place where I could see angels, but I certainly believe I felt angels present. And I think when we have a service and we get close to the end of the service and we start preaching about Holy Ghost and people start get convicted and they want to come and receive the Holy Ghost and they watch people begin to repent of their sins, I believe angels gather around. And if angels, they start looking at one another as somebody starts getting close to breaking through, and they get all excited. They say, we don't understand this, but it's getting ready to happen again. Hallelujah. And when somebody breaks through and begins to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives them the utterance, I can't help but believe that the angels get all excited. Amen. The Bible said they rejoice to see this, but they don't understand that it's a mystery to them. When they watch a human being get up from an altar completely and change 180 degrees in life, and they've been walking one way, and they turn around and they walk another way. It changes the way they talk. It changes the way they walk. It changes the way they live. It changes the way they talk to their children and to their wife or to their husband. It changes the way they treat people. It changes their finances and their pocketbook. Amen. It changes their diet. It changes what they drink and don't drink. It changes all kinds of things. Their life is literally transformed, and angels stand in awe at the salvation of God. And so the angel said, Cornelius, I got such good news I can't even tell you. But if you'll send for Peter, he'll tell you. He'll tell you what to do. Amen. And they did. Cornelius sent some folks down to get Peter that was staying at Simon's house. He came to Cornelius' house after some persuasion. He didn't just dash out because, after all, it was just a Gentile. It was just a Gentile. And he still was a little distrustful. He took 11 witnesses with him. He said, just in case. Can you believe that? He took 11 witnesses to the house of one little old Gentile. You talk about scared. Good thing he did. Because those powers that be in Jerusalem called him on the carpet for it. And said, what were you doing in that Gentile's house? Amen. And Peter gave him the story, didn't he? Amen. He told him what happened. He said, I got the Gentile to Cornelius' house. And he started, and I started preaching the Holy Ghost. That's the only message he knew. All he knew was Jesus Christ, Him crucified, and the Holy Ghost. He started preaching. And the Bible said, get this, while he yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, how did they know that? Because they spake with tongues and magnified God. And the 11 stood up with Peter at the council when they were questioning him. And they said, sure enough, God gave the Gentiles the Holy Ghost just like He gave it to us, because we heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then when he got through, after they'd already received the Holy Ghost, Peter said, if you would like to show public confession, you may be baptized or not. No, I don't read like that. I don't know where we ever got that, but they don't read that way in the Scriptures. They had received the Holy Ghost. They had spoken with tongues. But Peter commanded them. Somebody say, commanded them. Did not suggest. Did not say, if you want to, it's okay. You don't have to be saved, you know. I don't know where we got that message either. You didn't get it out of Acts. You didn't get it from the apostles. Hello? I said, you didn't get that from the apostles. The apostolic message was repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what they preached. That's what they got. On the day at Cornelius' house, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Amen. And they were. And they were. Praise God. You know what? When you get the Holy Ghost and you're all excited about serving God, you don't question baptism. You don't say, do I have to? Man. Where is the water? Amen. I am ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I never understand that. I taught a Bible study to a guy one time on baptism, and I taught him. He said, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And then he said, but where does it say I have to? Well, just everywhere we read. But if that's not good enough, I guess I don't know. Amen. I mean, it's just all through the Scripture. Praise the Lord. Why is it, folks, that people want to take something so beautiful and try to take it away from people? Try to hide it so people can't find it, just to ease their own conscience. Amen. It's a sad thing, isn't it? I mean, I've heard people say it all my whole life. You know, if we wouldn't preach doctrine, we wouldn't be so divided. How wrong is that? If we preach doctrine, we'd be unified. If everybody preached the apostolic doctrine, we wouldn't have any divisions. The only reason and the only way we got divisions in doctrine is because people quit preaching the apostolic message and started preaching their own interpretation. That's the only reason we have divisions in the church today. Amen. Let's just get back to what the Bible said and do it. Hey, these tidings are so exciting and so great, God didn't trust an angel to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. He gave it to us. You hear me today. You've got a message that's too good for angels to tell. An angel will never tell anybody how to be saved. That's your job. That's my job. Now he'll say now if you'll just send for Sheridan, he'll tell you how to do it because he knows. He's been baptized. Amen. He said he can tell you how to do it. Amen. He'll say you can send for Cameron. He can tell you how to do it. Amen. But I can't tell you because I'm just an angel. But if you'll send for Wesley Dickerson, he can tell you how to be saved. Praise the Lord. You've got some news today that's too good for angels to tell. And I think we need to be telling it. And I think we need to be telling it. We need to be sharing it. We need to be letting folks know the greatest message that the world has ever seen. Praise the Lord. Did you know if we could just tell one person this week and get them here next week, we'd have twice this many folks. Do we really believe that? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe we can just tell one folk, just a few folks in Canton. I'm still looking for just one spark plug. Hallelujah. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be. Somebody's going to walk in that church one of these services. Amen. And they're going to feel the Holy Ghost. And they're going to receive the Holy Ghost. And they're going to get so excited. They're going to go tell somebody else and they're going to come. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe it's going to happen there. I believe it's going to happen here. Hallelujah. That's how revival is born. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Tidings that are too good for angels to tell. Amen. Just too good for angels to tell. God reserves some things for us. God reserves some things for us. Amen. I know how it is. I know how you feel. And how many times have I heard people say, well, you know, just I'm not very good with words. Amen. Well, all you got to do is just tell them what happened to you. You don't have to preach it like Peter did. Amen. You don't have to preach it like some other great preacher can preach. All you got to do is just tell them what happened to you. You know, I was kind of messed up, and the Lord talked to me. I felt the Holy Ghost, and they told me I had to repent. And that means I had to tell God I'm sorry for my sins and I'm ready to quit sinning. Amen. That's pretty simple, isn't it? And that's what I did. I went down and I prayed and asked God to forgive me. And He did. Amen. And then they told me that if I just worshiped the Lord, that I could have the Holy Ghost. And I started worshiping God. And it wasn't very long till I was talking in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave me the utterance. And God filled me with the Holy Ghost. And they told me that I needed to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. And I was baptized. And my sins are all washed away. It's all under the blood. Amen. Oh, what a message, folks. What a message. This still works. Amen. It still works. Hallelujah. Do you know what's in this church today? Do you know what this congregation that's standing? You know what you are? You're a miracle. You're an absolute miracle. You're an absolute miracle. You're a new birth. You're a new creature. That means you're a new creation. I've heard people say, I just don't believe people can change like that. Well, of their own, they can't. But when God makes you a new creation, you can. When God takes your old life and gives you a new life, you can. Hey, that's a message that's too good for angels to tell. Amen. That's your message. That's mine. That's what we've got to share. Praise the Lord. Anybody today that's here that wants to receive God's great gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, you can have it. God wants you to have it. Praise the Lord. You can receive it. It is yours. Amen. I'm going to open this altar right now for prayer. Amen. Somebody, you want God to help you to be a better witness. You want God to unloose your tongue and to renew your burden and your desire to tell other people about this gospel. I'm going to open this altar for you to come. Amen. For a fresh dedication and consecration to God. Amen. Lord, I want you to make me the witness that I want to be and that I need to be. Loose my tongue, God. Baptize me fresh with courage and give me eyes to see opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord Jesus, to have a burden today in my heart. Amen. I don't want my neighbors to be lost. I don't want my coworkers to be lost. I don't want my schoolmates to be lost. Amen. I don't want my family to be lost.